Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. After years of building cash cushions, India Inc. is finally opening its wallet. Cash buffers of companies have shrunk for the first time in 3 years, with reserves declining by 43,000 crore rupees and debt rising by 2.04 trillion rupees, indicating a revival in private capex, reports Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. The trend suggests companies are deploying internal funds and tapping borrowings for expansion, with manufacturing, heavy machinery, and infrastructure leading the capex cycle. On the deals front, billionaire Sajan Jindal has firmed up the funding for the acquisition of AkzoNobel India, with local mutual funds emerging as the primary financiers, reports Deboshi Chaki. The acquisition of a controlling stake in AkzoNobel India will propel JSW Paints into the top four in the Indian paints industry. PhysicsWallah's IPO may have got a tepid response from retail investors, but believers are now sitting on a 44% debut day gain, crushing grey market expectations of a modest 13% pop, reports Paris Bish. Amid the IPO frenzy, Ravindra Sanavane lists the top 20 best performers and the 20 weakest listings among 2025 IPOs. Meanwhile, the AI boom is facing its reckoning. Lovisha Darad captures the growing division among experts, the believers who see a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and the skeptics who warn of a brewing risk. Zoya Springwala adds crucial context. Heavyweight investors, including Michael Burry, Masayoshi Son, and Peter Thiel, are bailing on Nvidia and other AI darlings, raising concerns about the head-spinning rally in AI stocks. The November sell-off in US stocks drove the Nasdaq to its worst monthly performance in 8 months, suggesting the AI rally may perhaps be entering a more sober period, writes Ravindra Sonavane. Turning to policy, the centre is set to repeal the Central Excise Act 1944 in the upcoming budget, paving the way for a new law aligned with the GST framework, reports Meghna Mittal. The law will simplify compliance, reduce administrative burdens, and improve transparency for the six product categories, including petroleum and tobacco products, by introducing a single digital architecture for registration, assessment, and compliance procedures. On telecom, Danish Khan reports that India is nearing its first commercial satellite broadband launches, with Starlink, OneWeb, and GeoSys having received in-space authorization and completing security trials. The gaming sector is facing more scrutiny. Kristen Matthew Phillip and Vikas SN report that the Enforcement Directorate raided Gamescraft and WinZoe offices in Bengaluru, Delhi and Gurugram on November 18th over alleged algorithm rigging and crypto trail. And finally, for those interested in alternative assets, you may now be able to not just drink your whiskey, but make money of it too. On the heels of the India-UK Free Trade Agreement, an Irish whiskey brand co-promoted by an Indian origin promoter is offering Indian investors a chance to invest in whiskey casks as a new asset class, reports Tina Jane Koshal. The pitch is simple. Buy a cask today, let it mature in Ireland's cool climate, and watch your investments appreciate in value over time. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.